Sometimes the Lord can use natural disasters to teach a lesson. Today's sermon, of such is the kingdom of heaven. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. We turn our Bibles to our key text from earlier. Onato au mai leo o tamaiti ya te ia, ina ia pai ane o ia ya te ilatou, au vau atu leo soo, ye, wa au maya. The Bible speaks of this time, right before the Lord is about to enter into the city of Jerusalem, before he will begin his final trek to the cross. He had been and healed people from all walks of life and different backgrounds. He had performed all sorts of miracles, and the apostles lay witness to this. The lame had been made to walk. The blind had been made to see. The outcast leper had been healed and reintegrated into the society. The high and mighty were brought low, and those despairing and despicable were elevated. They had witnessed whole mobs turn back from their wrath. When Jesus says, he without sin cast the first stone, they witnessed that even the winds and the waves obey Jesus Christ. But still, here in Mark 10, they do not understand the nature of the sacrifice which Jesus must endure. In Mark 9, there is an episode where the disciples are arguing amongst each other, who will be first in the kingdom of the Lord? And the Lord takes up to him a child, and he said, whoever receives me like I have received this child, they will be first. Using a young child to shame those of us elderly and advanced in the church. In the beginning of Mark 10, he had retired to the coast of Judea, and he had just finished telling a Pharisee that marriages are sacred to the Lord. That the bond between a man and a woman in holy matrimony is the strongest that can be created in this life. And he ended it with, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. Asunder coming from the word koritzo, which means to place space. Let no man place space between you and your wife or you and your husband. And afterwards, parents perhaps, who had been listening to Jesus Christ this whole time, talking about the sacredness of marriage, thought to themselves, if this rabbi is blessing our marriage, then we indeed should take our children also, that they might be blessed. Tato launga, monesa pat. Sao maritusia mareko. Fasiri na faya. O re fasiri taua tatu launga. Ai se ana fama Yesu. I tonu de upu surun fa. Wana fetelai atu fo I dato. I na tu mai ia o tamaiti. O mai a te au. Au re vavau ia te ilato. A wā e fa bei o ilato. Nei oe o I malole tua. Ai se ana nefa mai a Yesu ya lato I ilona apostolo. O tau ngā e ngā lue maafu mai a te au I te koluko mani afekau sanga. O tau ngā. O tau ngā e sili atu I langi leai. Fa mai Yesu te maiti whapea. Te maiti whapea. Why? I would have been confused. Children are annoying. Sorry, children. They whine. They complain. They're ungrateful for just a little bit, and that ungratefulness seems to grow with age. The time they reach 15, they're almost totally ungrateful. But I want to submit to you that we adults who think of children this way aren't adults the same way. In fact, you can think of adults as extreme children. All the habits from childhood have just carried on in us. We are no better than children, no more blessed than they are. So what can we learn from this saying? Mémoire. Those parents who brought their children to Jesus Christ, they didn't know exactly what he was talking about, but they knew that it had to be done. Ore songa mumua, oto matua, eta tauna mai oto tamaiti I loko. The town of Mayo Tamaiti, Ilunga le no fali o Yesu. I say, ah. And how? We always say, always bring your children to church. But we know that that gets somewhat difficult. Gets difficult even in their young years. So if you can't bring them to church, then bring them to the throne of God in prayer. Bring your children before the throne of God in prayer. Ioto tarsanga a maire tamaiti I lunga reno furi o Yesu. So that they may serve as we symbolize and reflect the light that they're supposed to be learning to the world. We were discussing in this morning's lesson, Job. God had promised Job a double portion of everything. But when he got everything, he got double camels, double cows, double goats, double all, except for children. He only got 10 children. But he already had 10 children. Why didn't he get 20 children? This suggests to us that because Job prayed for his children in heaven, he will have 10 children here. And the 10 that died, and they will rejoice in God's promise, double fold. 20 children. What can we learn from these three characteristics of children? I'll try to go through it fast. To some extent, children are always dependent on their parents. When they are babies and they're hungry, they cry for you. When the ice cream truck comes along, who do they come to for dollars? Mommy and daddy. When we are grown and living our lives out in the world, we are convinced that we don't want to come back home because we are free of the yoke that we're living with under our parents. But then every now and then, when the phone bill needs to be paid, or maybe the rent is not whole, first person you call is who? Mommy and daddy. Or maybe grandma and grandpa. Whoever seems to be the most giving, right? Umemu mua na tato o po e mafaya tato e awa winai I dene tusi. Forgive my sermon. Number one is, o sose tamai titi la e lango lango pea iona makua o tatou foi alo mafa nau in malo le tua e tauna tatou lango lango I le tua at all times. 1 Samuel 17:45 talks about the young man David, common story known to all of us, and he says, "You Philistines," young man, "You Philistines, you come with your sword and your shield." He also said this to Saul. Saul tried to give him a sword and a shield, but he said, "No, I must do this the Lord's way." Children are dependent on their parents. We also, adults, must learn to be dependent on God for everything. Anytime we need something, we need to know what the source is also. Isaiah 40:28-31 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint. He does not grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." Tato to liu, tato to spayir, to see Isaiah. Isaiah fasfuru. Let me see if I can turn it down. Fast full, remolder, masania tato, loose full marbar, air to lay lawyer, air to lay far long wire, or lawyer two out of vow, or yell vow land of fire, to ruin all the longi, elevai vioia, electing a ina for you. He does not hurt when you come to him for help. This is the source by which we must accept Psalms 24:3. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Matthew 11, verse 20, we forward to the New Testament where Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Iae amo what? I'm asking because I don't know it myself. But you got it, right? Take my yoke upon you, otherwise known as let me do this. Because I can do it, you can't. When the prophet Samuel was a young boy, he was taken into the temple by his mother Hannah, who had promised the Lord that she would dedicate her son to his service. And under the tutelage of the priest Eli, he was growing. And the Bible says, and the Lord was with him and did not let none of his words fall to the ground. That means everything he said came and it happened. When the Lord called him, he knew first to go to Eli. So the second thing that we can learn from children: one, children are dependent on their parents. Two, because children are dependent on their parents, they know exactly where to go for help. Have you ever known a child? Go straight to you. And I want to submit to you that some of us, when we know where to go and who to ask for help, we too walk out in the street and see if anything can be found there. Mato foi, mato tua. E aí, se tai mie. Ma nao mia mato se mea. Le aru sao le tua, aru fafu da wala. And ask, do you have supplies? Do you have money? Do you have love? There's an old song that says, looking for love in all the wrong places. That's a different sermon, but I wanted to put that in anyway. Matthew 5, verses 3 and 4. Tusio Mateo, Lima. Oh, no. Mateo Lima, Fayopulima Fa. The Simone says this, for my day, to spare us out more, for my amuia e loto maulalo. Thank you, tissue. Excuse me. Amuia e loto maulalo, ere sao nge divina. This is not the correct way to think of it. The Beatitudes say, blessed are those with a broken spirit. Ele se loto maulalo. Blessed are those who come to the Lord with their tattered pieces and recognize, I need something and you're the one I need to get it from. Reminds me of it's a well-known incident that happened right here under the stairs. And this is kind of what all children do. But my young brother, he had fallen down and he hit his head right here. And he started to bleed from there. And of course, all the kids, they scatter to tell all of their parents, right? Kids know where to go when they need something. Do we know where to go when we need something? Jeremiah 29, verse 11, talks about seek. You shall find, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. How many times have we not asked? And should we have asked, it would have happened. One pastor says that in heaven, the Lord will show you what could have happened if you went down the wrong road. And he also is going to show you what could have happened if you went down the better road. There are so many things that are possible for you and I to do, except we will not ask. We will not ask. For my detusio Roma, Surlimo. This is not in the guide. Somebody looked that up. Roma. Surlima. Surlimo. Yeah, it says here. Fina finau ma uiditar sanga. Do you struggle with the Lord in your prayer? Do you strive with Him? Or do you just do the obligatory, Tai Yesu, may I for my, amen. Strive with the Lord. Ellen G. White says, God cannot be tired out from your asking. He cannot be annoyed when you ask. And in fact, you don't annoy him enough. Every mother and father, uncle and auntie in this room, in this church, knows the feeling when their young child grows up, from crawling to walking, from walking to running, from running to falling down. And I think of our poor parking lot, how much blood from little knees and elbows have been spilt upon our parking lot. But when a child falls and he nicks his knee, the first word that comes out of his mouth is, Mommy, Daddy. I think of our young parents, the first time they saw their child hurt themselves and they turned back and reached out and says, Mommy, help me. Some of those children might be thinking, why did you do this to me? But the thoughts are there, and so many times when we fall, we do not reach and we do not ask. Children know where to look and who to ask for. Last but not least, when I was a child, I have a very distinct memory of attending prayer meetings. Prayer meetings used to start at 4. Prayer meetings used to start at 4 and sometimes 2. I was very little, and just myself and my sister and my mother would go. And whenever we would go, I would just ask my mom, where are we going, where are we going, where are we going? Every Sunday I would say, where are we going, where are we going, where are we going? It got to the point that, remember at the beginning I said the children are annoying, sorry children? She said, to the moon! And you might now, you chuckle. But you know what I did? I said, oh. And by the time we got home, I knew in the back of my mind that we were really going to the moon, but I was just disappointed in some way. We could have gone somewhere close to the moon, or maybe McDonald's. I remember my young brother running in at the end of Sabbath and telling us my kind of generation of boys, we're all in high school, and they said, did you know that all the boys, Carl and Conrad and Jeff, did you know that they were in the Navy? And I said, oh, really? They put on a little weight since they've been in the Navy. And he said, not only in the Navy, but they were Navy SEALs. Children believe whatever you tell them. Number one, because they are dependent. Number two, because they know that they should come to you for help. And number three, ends up, because of those two things, they will believe you because they trust you. Because they trust the authorities in their life. Some would say because they don't know any better, but I would submit to you that they don't know any worse either. We know a lot worse, and we're skeptical. Even when politicians now say, God bless America, we don't take that seriously, that's just a line. Some of them might be very genuine, but we've learned to be cynical. Now, out of the song of Mumua, Tamaiti, Falangulango Pe Ilako Makua, Lua, Tamaiti, Ilolilea. The mea e kauna, it's tauna alwai pe amana miusa mea, right? Is that right? And number three, what's a mighty if a tutu e sose mea? Because they love you. But we, when the Lord says, test me, when the Lord says, try me, we have been taught through our education that those are not sincere words. Children believe. We go back to the book of Mark. And in the end of that same chapter, there's a rich young ruler. Right after he just said, he liked these children. My kingdom is populated by children, not you apostles, but by children. Children who depend on me, children who come to me for help, and children who believe what I say. The rich young ruler comes and he says, what can I do that I might inherit the kingdom? Jesus says, keep the laws, keep the laws. He said, I kept the laws. And then Jesus says, sell everything that you got and follow me. And he goes away, sad. Taurudea na saudruma Yesu ma fai mai Asa me o te whaia, sei maua le la rung. Well, there, sei maua le langirunga. Po le nurele, po whatever it says in there. Right? Mai Yesu, sell all that you have. Give up those attachments that you have to earth. And the rich young ruler goes away because he is too connected, because he does not believe in God's promises, because in his mind he is not dependent on the Lord, because in his mind he is not knowledgeable or knowing that God provides everything. When you don't have a dollar, God might give you 50 cents, but that's 50 cents more than you had before. The Lord will provide. The Lord will do. And these things we must believe as a child. And Jesus says, of these children who believe, of such is the kingdom of God. My kingdom is not made up of pastors or elders or deacons or pathfinder leaders. My kingdom is made up of my children whom I love. Last point. In the book of Revelation, the Lord talks to the church of Laodicea, the church in which we're living in right now. This is, I would call this sermon milk. This is sermon is milk. You'll get meat on Monday. Okay? Meat Monday, milk today. Okay? So drink some milk so that you're ready for the meat. Okay? Church of Laodicea, he tells them, you think that you have, but you have not. You think that you're rich, but you are poor. You think that you're clothed, but you're naked. Children know when they need things. The church of this time in which we're living in, they do not know that they need Jesus Christ, that they need the robe of righteousness. If I bear the carousel out to Kaya, O Mato Mao, Lemon Mills, but they do need. That's it. I want to put forward to you today one final point, and that is not childlike. No, childlike, not childish. Like I said, children have bad qualities too, just like adults. But these three things I want to submit to you is your naturalization process to the kingdom of the Lord. Right? And I want to push one final point, and that point comes from 2 Peter 3, verse 9. If you parents are dependent on God, if you know that you need to go to God for help, and if you believe in his promises, 2 Peter 3, verse 9 tells us that God is not willing that anyone should be lost or die. Does it say God is not willing that most people should die? Maybe just this small population can go and the rest of us can go to heaven. No, no one. I submit to you today, if you believe in those promises, then you will never give up on your child. Then you will never stop praying for your loved ones till the day that you die. On your lips shall be the praises of the Lord and the prayers, save my children, save my family. And this is always in the will of God. It's always in God's will because God wants you to be in the kingdom of God and heirs of his promise. Thank you.
Oh,
Dear most heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for your abundance of blessings you have blessed us with, not only in this past half, an hour and a half of worship, but also since this morning time when you woke us up and you brought us here to church. We pray, dear Lord, that we would be dependent on you, that we would seek you when we need help, that we would do your will and believe your promises, glorifying your name, saving those who we love, and doing your will always to bring our children, our parents, our people of this community and the church of the world and those lost to your throne in prayer. These things we ask that you might bless us as we depart. Strengthen us with your Holy Spirit throughout this week that we might be victorious over sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.